Herschel and the Hanukkah Goblins will be playing at the Marcus Jewish Community Center of Atlanta up in Dunwoody, but it's only going to be playing for 2 days, tomorrow at 10:30 and 7, and then on Sunday at 10:30, 1 and 4. This is the story about Herschel of Ostropol, who's a Jewish folk hero, and he comes to this little village during Hanukkah, and the village is all dark. And he's like, what's going on? And the villagers say, oh, these goblins just ruined the holiday for us. So he goes up to a haunted synagogue, and you'll have to see the play to see if he manages to do it. And the tickets are $15 for an adult and $12 for children. And the Thursday matinee is $10 for everyone.
Where can we go to hear some great holiday music?
Well, another holiday tradition is the Georgia State Gala Holiday Concert, and that is Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 3. This, of course, is at the Rialto Center. There will be more than 200 student and faculty musicians performing, the symphony orchestra, wind ensemble, choruses, jazz band. They'll have traditional favorites plus some pieces with an international twist.
Right. There's only one day a year, I think, when the botanical garden allows pets.
Yes, this is the weekend for the annual Rain Dog Parade, and that is Saturday from 11 to 1. People bring their dogs, and they dress them up in costumes, and there's a contest for titles like, you know, Best Owner Pet Lookalike. The hosts are Victoria Stillwell, who is the star of Animal Planet's It's Me or the Dog, CNN's Holly Furfer, and they have celebrity judges, including John Limley, WABE's own. There is a waiting list, but you can still bring your dog and attend the event. It's $15 per dog, and they ask that you pre-register. And humans pay regular admission, which is $18.95 for adults and $12.95 for the kids.
What's going on with visual arts this weekend?
This is the weekend for the Atlanta Printmakers Studio annual open house, and that will be Sunday from 3 to 7. And this studio was opened in 2005 to provide working space and equipment to local printmakers, because obviously a printing press is very expensive. But once a year, they have this holiday open house. They have etchings and relief prints, letterpress, handmade cards will all be available for sale. You can meet the artist. And also, they will be making souvenir prints on the Vandercook Press, which is this old-fashioned letter press, so you can watch it being made and purchase one to take home.
It would not be Christmas without the Atlanta Ballet's Nutcracker.
I just wanted to mention it starts Friday at the Fox, and one fun thing at the beginning, Drew Thomas, an illusionist who is a finalist on America's Got Talent, is going to be playing the role of Drosselmeyer these first 2 weeks, so it's a good reason to go early. He'll be performing through the 15th, and tickets start at $20.